Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Jill and I'm here with Carlene. If you're a longtime listener, you probably know by now that we're two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we're in your AirPods. Every single Wednesday, we're delivering the best in beauty from deep dive founder interviews where we get the juicy backstory on beauty's best-selling products. We also do our hashtag damn good product review episodes where we tell you what's good in terms of product drops.
Yeah. And really, we'd cover like the breakthrough minds in beauty, you know, who's moving this, who's shaking that. So makeup pros, hair pros, estheticians doing the most, and also the Instagram and TikTok stars who are causing products to sell out. And today we're fresh off a flight from New York City, where we caught up with the it girl du jour, Matilda Jerf.
And this one was IRL, baby. I mean, I just love the energy of an in-person interview back in studio. And even if you've never heard of Matilda, stick with me here, because I can guarantee you that your closet right now, your Instagram feed right now, and even the trends you see on Pinterest and show your hairdresser, like curtain bangs, many of these current era-defining beauty moments can be traced back to Matilda.
She has like the hair of Farrah Fawcett with the face of Brigitte Bardot. So obviously gorgeous. Her style, it's more about layering like something fitted with really oversized blazers that are so of the moment, relaxed jeans or like dress pants with Adidas Samba sneakers. And literally when we were in New York, it's like taking a stroll around Soho. Every girl is wearing an outfit like Matilda. Like it's just, I feel like she is responsible for taking young people out of jogging pants and back into workwear and making it look cool. Like kudos to you.
Absolutely. But even if you're not familiar with Matilda, I'm sure some of you may not have heard of her yet. She's a 25-year-old Swedish social media star, and she started her fashion brand Jerf Avenue in 2019 with her longtime boyfriend, Rasmus Johansson. And Carlene, you were talking about this concept of Jerf Avenue because it really started with like 9 pieces, and you were like, oh, this is a bit of a throwback moment to another iconic trendsetter in the fashion industry.
Yeah, well, it reminded me of Donna Karan, you know, when she first started her line. I don't know, it was probably back in the 80s or something. And I think it was 7 pieces. It was all about wardrobe building, the bodysuit, the wrap skirt, the blazer. And these were items that every woman needed to, you know, to live her best life in New York City at the time. So it reminds me of like a reinvention of that concept, which was so genius. And that really is the essence of TikTok, isn't it? It's really taking old things and making them new. But in Jerf Avenue life, it's like all of these items go up to 3XL. very inclusive. And in fact, she won't even go to Fashion Week in Paris Fashion Week. She turns down these opportunities because she's like, you guys are not inclusive enough. So I feel like that sort of like heart of gold that she has comes through in all of her content. And that's why she's beloved. She really is.
Yeah. And, you know, she's a founder, designer and creative director, and she's really building an empire, you know, to drive this change in the fashion world. I mean, back in September, The Cut credited her as part of the reasons that ballet flats are back in style. Literally, she takes a picture with ballet flats on. Boom. They are, you know, gaining traction. And in August, Elle talked about her effortless Scandi core kind of aesthetic being so influential. And then the New York Times just did a profile about her, and it was called Making Matilda Jerf a Household Name. The Swedish influencer is building a multi-million dollar lifestyle empire catering to the TikTok generation. So she's gone mainstream. And in that article, it was reported that Jerf Avenue, it had sales of about $8 million in 2021, and it's on track to more than double that this year.
Unbelievable. And I think just speaking of that sphere of influence, when we recorded in New York, there was, this is a behind the scenes moment, there was an ABC camera crew following her around A Day in the Life of Matilda Jerf. So, you know, this is something where even though she may not, there are other influencers who have more followers, I guess, than she does, but her followers are devotees. They watch every move she makes. If she puts on a claw clip to wash her hair, they are screaming, they are crying, they are throwing up, and it is selling out the next day.
And I mean, we witnessed it with our own eyes. We step outside the studio, we happen to follow her out, and immediately two girls came up to her on the street and took photos. They recognized her right away. She has a fandom.
Yeah. So let's give everyone a taste of what they're going to hear about in today's episode, Jill.
Yeah, I'll stop fangirling now. So in today's episode, we talk about the skincare she's loving. We talk about the one brow product that she can't leave home without. And she talks about the hair products that help her get that signature iconic style, the curtain bangs that everybody knows her for.
And mega news, Matilda gives us the deets about the new circular resale site for Jerf Avenue. So genius and so of the moment. And for the first time ever, she teases, is Jerf Avenue getting into the beauty lane?
Totally. And I just want to issue a quick content warning that we do discuss some disordered eating in this episode. So just wanted to make you aware. And be sure to join us over on TikTok at Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I invited Matilda to open up her gorgeous Goyard bag and show us what was inside. And needless to say, it was a little more unexpected than we thought. And we had so much fun doing it. I think you guys will love seeing it. So without further ado, welcome Matilda. Grateful that Macy's is supporting our show this week. So last night I went to my first holiday party, everybody. It was with a beauty brand, so it definitely was a little fancier than normal. I mean, I was drinking my cocktail out of a disco ball themed glass. It literally was like rose gold, very fun. And I wanted to share with you some of the style inspo I took away from the event. I mean, people really turned it out. There was like black dresses with cutouts. I saw sequin mini dresses paired with like lug tread boots, a lot of velvet happening. And I was like, I'm really happy that we're back in person doing these events again. So don't worry, Macy's has you covered for every type of holiday party you could possibly imagine. So if you want to make an entrance, like maybe you want a jewel toned blazer that's in velvet, Macy's has tons of options like that. They also have a lot of little black dresses, which I feel like are always a staple and can kind of be at home at any holiday party. And then, of course, they have you covered even for more low-key nights in. So if you want like a novelty sweater and to maybe have a giggle at one of your holiday parties, they have those as options. Or maybe you're doing something chill with your girlfriends where you want to sip cocoa in front of a fireplace. They have lots of cozy sweaters to get you through those nights as well. No matter what occasion you're going to, Macy's has tons of options for you to mix and match your holiday staples. So you make it style. For all the inspo you need, visit macys.com/ownyourstyle. Once again, that's macys.com/ownyourstyle. We'll link to this in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hello, beautiful people. It's Renee Blewett, and I am your host for the She Did That podcast. Have you ever wondered how your favorite women founders are building these beautiful brands and legacies? Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, already on your journey, or just someone who wants to learn from the best to ever do it, this is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll introduce you to powerhouse entrepreneurs, creatives, and innovators who are carving their own paths with love, resilience, and bold ambitions. Be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss a thing.
Hey, Matilda, welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Carlene. This is Jill. We're so excited to have you on the mic today here in New York City. You are TikTok, Instagram famous, let's be honest. People kind of follow everything that you do. And I think what might surprise people, though, and what I think is really interesting, is you don't filter any of your photos. How did you come to this decision? Like, what was there like a breaking moment or what?
I think yes. When I started Instagram, I never meant to like work with Instagram or like the influencer side or as an Instagram model, whatever you want to call it. So when I first started out, like I've always loved photography. Yeah. So I would like make my own presets because I thought it was so fun. But then when I hit a certain number, I just kind of like realized that, okay, well, whoa, a lot of people are following me. Like I just want to be as authentic to myself and as genuine as I can because I think that's important. So that's when I just stopped like with it. I've never edited like my body or my face or anything, but I did use like filters. Yeah. But I don't do that anymore either since many years back now, it feels like.
Yeah. Not the moment. Okay.
And, you know, I feel like I've heard you talk about, you know, just building up your own self-esteem and your own confidence and almost like mantras that you follow. And I feel like you get your followers to kind of like repeat after me or something. Yeah. When did you start that? Like, tell us the story about that.
The repeat after me is funny because I've always just said that because it's like repeat after me. So you actually do. And then I had one girl, she was like, it sounds a little scary saying like repeat after me. It's like you're encouraging a cult or something.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, not the point at all. But I think I started that. I think it was like 2020. I believe it was 2020. Yeah. Like the pandemic. And I was going through a lot that year as well, just like personal stuff. So I think I just needed the little boost for myself.
Yeah. What's your go-to mantra?
I actually think I woke up this morning and I think like in my sleep, I was like, I'm enough. I'm valuable. I'm worthy. And I just said that like three times. I don't know if it was a dream or if it was real.
Yeah. That's good. It means that you're like internalizing, yeah. Which I think is how affirmations work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
you verbalize it and then.
Exactly.
You know,
and then you just start believing it.
I totally believe that. We're going to get into your sphere of influence on today's show because it's huge. But it's interesting because you probably get so much access now. You get invited to, you know, front row at Fashion Week in Paris. But I've heard that you actually turned down these opportunities. Tell us why that is.
I think that for me, it's so important that whatever I do, I feel good about it. It needs to like feel good in my mm-hmm. gut. If it doesn't feel good, then why am I doing it? I shouldn't be doing it. And I also think, you know, like being in certain spaces where I don't feel good and I don't really support what's going on, I think I never want to be in spaces like that. So I think mm-hmm. that's why I've kind of said thank you, but no thank you. I think that the fashion industry needs to be more inclusive mm-hmm. than it is today. And until it's really inclusive, I don't really see the point in being at a fashion show because I think I would just probably wouldn't feel good being there.
Yeah. I feel like there was this body positivity moment in a couple of years ago, and it was like, great, we're starting to see change. And now Jill and I have been talking about mm-hmm. this. It feels like there's this waif moment back in the air, and it's like you see some shows that have mm-hmm. diverse sizes and then some that it's just like you'd be hard pressed to yeah. find anyone who's not a size zero, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, I honestly commend you because yeah. it would be pretty hard as a young person to be like, no, thanks. I don't need a Louis Vuitton bag and like a 5-star hotel and, you know, this luxury experience. So sticking to your morals is like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
One thing that you talked about was orthorexia, which I think a lot of people maybe aren't as familiar with.
Yeah.
And it's that if people aren't aware and they're listening, it's kind of like almost like an obsession with eating healthily
yeah.
that goes overboard. So how did you sort of come to terms with that? And it kind of is a gray area, you know what I mean? Where people are, especially in this wellness culture that yeah. we're living in. So maybe you can talk to us a bit about that.
I mean, like you said, I think it's a gray area and mm-hmm. it's pretty easy to kind of come to that side where it's like the exercising and eating healthy starts getting really, really dangerous and really bad for your health instead of being good for your health. And I think that's kind of how it happened for me. I've always loved exercising. It's always been a form of like celebration for my body. But then when I was a teenager, obviously in the Tumblr era, Tumblr was a dangerous place. I'm glad it doesn't really exist anymore. I just started, you know, becoming really obsessed with what I ate, and I counted calories, and you can never really tell. If you saw me, you couldn't tell that I was going through an eating disorder, but inside it was just like mind ghosts every single day that I dealt with. And I think, you know, like me saying, oh, I'm just going to the gym. It's not alarming. It's when you realize how often I was going to the gym and how little I was eating at the same time. That's when you start like realizing that, okay, something might be off. And I think it's hard to realize that you might be dealing with orthorexia.
Yeah, I think so too, because it is like you could see people going to the gym every day and not, you know, seeing anything wrong with that and like green juice and all the things. I think that is really tricky when you realize that you've crossed a threshold, you know?
Do you have any tips that help you today to still to keep that healthier mindset?
Well, I try to remind myself that I should always work out because I love my body, not because I hate it. And I think that's like a mantra that I like I live by. And I think working out is a celebration of what my body can do, because I truly am so grateful that I can move my body in the ways that I can. And I don't force myself to work out anymore. If I don't feel up for it, like, I'm not going to force myself to go to the gym. And I think also realizing that food is your best friend. You need food to survive. And we're so lucky to have access to all of this delicious food. And I think realizing that has kind of also really helped me to appreciate food in a way that I didn't before.
What's your most fun workout? Do you go dancing? What do you do?
I wish I danced. I did when I was younger. I did like hip hop and stuff.
Oh, you did? That's cool.
But I love Megaformer. I think it's a really fun workout. I think also because it's so tough and like there's so many small muscles that you're working. So you don't have time. Like I don't have time to think about anything else than like the actual workout, which my brain really needs.
Yeah. So we want to talk about your fashion line, because you started Jerf Avenue in 2020. It's so exciting that you started your own fashion collection. And I wanted to ask you, because I read that you started with 9 pieces that you felt were missing from your wardrobe. So maybe you could tell us about just like some of your approach and how you do build a wardrobe and like the key to this formula and this style that you've, you know, so many people are after now.
Well, I think for me, you know, Jerf Avenue and the first collection that we did and today, like our core collection, it's essentially like the only items that I need in my closet to be able to, you know, style in 100 different ways and, you know, go from like the office to like the dinner or and then the club. Not that I go clubbing, because I really don't, unfortunately. I'm such a grandma. But I think it's just really important to build your staple closet. And I think that's what Jerf Avenue is all about. I really want to focus on timeless pieces that aren't trend focused and that, you know, like I want our customers to be able to wear these items for years and not just throw it out after a season. And I think there's, you know, fast fashion does that. And I think we don't need more brands like that. So that's been really, that's been like the main focus for Jerf Avenue.
So what are these key items? Blazer, obviously.
Blazer, obviously. I'm always in
every
a blazer.
Every girl has got a blazer right now. Oversized, obviously.
Oversized blazer. It's my thing. I can't live without it. And then our Breezy shirts, which is a button-up shirt. I wear that every single week. Like there's not a week that goes by that I don't wear it. A pair of like suit pants I love, because you can dress up and down. Pair of perfect jeans. We're launching our relaxed jeans in November, and they're my version of the perfect jeans. So I'm really excited about that. And then just like basic tank top. That's like all I need.
I love it. I feel like anyone can wear these pieces too. It's not like the tube top.
We have a tube top with like a silicone tape inside, and it stays up. And we have a lot of customers who said like, I would never wear a tube top. And then they purchase ours and they're like, whoa, I love a tube top.
Okay, converted. Give me the tube top.
I'll send you a tube top and we'll see what you think.
I saw a girl on your website and I was like, oh my God, it's actually staying up. Like I need to maybe check this out.
Just say it and I'll send it. You could run a marathon. Like it stays up.
Wow. That's saying
a lot. Okay, I'll put that to the test. I'll do it on TikTok, Matilda.
Oh, damn. We tried it.
Okay. No. What about the whole aesthetic though behind your line? Like, I mean, just wearing oversized and you're like petite. I actually thought you were going to be a lot taller, but in person,
I always
you're
get
petite.
That. Yeah.
So I feel like that's not always the easiest thing to pull off is the oversized. I bet you get that question all the time. Tell us about the aesthetic of it all.
I mean, I will say it's all about confidence, truly. Like, yeah. I had this conversation with my friend the other day because she tried on the blazer that I was wearing. And, like, she put it on, like, with her slouch shoulders. And I was like, no, like, stand up straight. Like, own it.
Yeah.
And she did. And she was like, whoa, like, this made the difference. And it sounds like such a small, weird thing. But it really, like, that's the thing. And I think, you know, for me, I'm all about comfort. I think when I'm comfortable, I'm automatically confident. So I think that's why I'm drawn to, you know, oversized because it's just so comfortable.
God, it's so true. There's nothing, no worse feeling than like pulling down a skirt or like worrying about your shirt being, you know, too revealing or something.
Or your tube top flying off.
Yeah.
So a little birdie told us that Jerf Avenue is launching a resale site.
Yeah.
What can you tell us?
Well, I'm really, really excited. It's something that I wanted to do since we started Jerf Avenue. It's just a really big project, which I didn't really realize.
Yeah.
So I think we're actually launching it like next week.
No
hopefully.
Way.
And it'll just give our customers a space and a safe space for them to sell their clothes if they can maybe fit into it anymore or they need, you know, they want something new. So it's going to be really good. I'm hoping.
Now to clarify, is this only Jerf pieces that they
it'll
can
only
sell?
Be Jerf pieces for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they can go in and sell their pieces or they sell it back to you? Or
they sell it to another customer. So let's say I have a blazer or like I have a pair of pants that I can't fit into anymore.
Right.
We never want to save a pair of pants and thinking, oh, I'll fit into these in a year. That's not what we want. It's better that, you know, I sell them to somebody else and then I can purchase a new size.
That's so smart. We were just talking about that actually on the way here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she returns her stuff. And I was like, I hate returning my stuff. So I throw it in my consignment bag and it goes to consignment. Yeah. But this is much better. Yeah.
So that's cool. So will it be like on your website? Is it a platform on your website?
Yeah, it'll be on our website. So we have a little tab and it'll also be like a max price. So customers won't be able to sell it for like a crazy high price. Because we've noticed that before with some items that have sold out. You know, somebody will sell it on like eBay for like, I don't know, like double the price or
it's
even
like
more.
Scalpers.
Yeah. And we don't want that.
Yeah. Okay. I like that there's more integrity behind it. And
yeah.
It really is aligned with your whole mission. That's cool.
So
very
smart.
Cool.
So smart. And now a quick break from one of today's show partners, Seed. Super excited to have finally gotten on a probiotic routine with Seed's DS01 that's trademarked Daily Symbiotic. See, I've taken probiotics in the past whenever I've gone down south and experienced some travel tummy. But I really wanted to get on a regular regimen now that I'm a little bit older and my stomach has decided it can't stand spicy food or anything pickled. It's just like it craves balance and it is pretty easily thrown off. So what I'm learning is that not all probiotics are created equal. Seed's Daily Symbiotic is what they call broad spectrum. It's a 2-in-1 probiotic plus prebiotic with 24 strains formulated for digestive, gut, immune, and additional systemic benefits. And it has a special capsule-in-capsule technology. Basically, that good bacteria needs to survive through your GI tract, and they have designed a way for it to do just that. So let's talk about benefits. We're not taking our morning supplements for nothing here. Bloating, regularity, gut barrier, micronutrients. But honestly, for me, it's just better digestion. I just want to feel good and not weighed down by the last thing I ate. So to me, Seed just helps everything function as it should. So my body feels great. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/beauty and use code beauty to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01TM Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/beauty and use code beauty for 20% off. We're going to link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. And now back to the show. All right, we're going to get into beauty
now.
Oh,
yeah. Beauty talk.
We have to.
Beauty talk.
And starting with the hair, of course.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a good hair day. Okay. I'm like, I wish it wasn't 95% humidity outside.
It's not.
Real talk, everybody.
You fooled me.
Real talk, everybody. Today in New York, it couldn't be worse weather for hair. Both Carlene and I curled our hair this morning. We tried to have our best hair day ever for Matilda, and it's just like, it's already flat.
Yeah.
But Matilda's hair, I'm it's not surprising to report her hair still looks phenomenal.
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what's the most common question you get about your hair?
Well, I think the most common question is how I style my bangs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we need to know, obviously, for anyone who hasn't heard. So just to describe it, you've got the great, it's like a modern Farrah Fawcett and a curtain bang. Is this still called the curtain bang?
I don't know. Like called the curtain bang, but right now it's pretty grown out. Okay. My hairdresser lives 4 hours away from me, so we have a hard time.
Yeah.
Can't do that on Zoom.
Well, give us the 411. Like what are the top three steps? What are the top three products? Give us the intel.
Well, I feel like I don't have a favorite shampoo and conditioner.
Okay.
I'm taking matters into my own hands, and that's all I can say.
Ooh.
But I've never had a favorite hair care brand, which is an issue because I love hair. I think hair is a really, like some people love makeup, some love skincare. I love hair. It's always been really fun. I've always loved styling my friends' hair. I think that a great shampoo and conditioner is what you need. And I feel like I wish I could recommend one, but I really can't.
All right.
Heat protection is a must.
Yeah.
I love the Dyson Airwrap.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's expensive, but it's worth every single penny, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I know that some people really don't like it.
Yeah.
I think my hair is on like the thicker, drier side. So like it lasts.
Right.
But for some, it don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and then just like I love the I don't know if I'm pronouncing it
way.
Yeah. I love their leave-in conditioner.
Yeah, the spray. That's what I use every
day. It's life-changing for me. It just makes my hair so soft.
Yeah.
I think that's like my absolute favorite hair product.
I have a question for you. Has anyone sent you any of the knockoff Dyson Airwraps? And have you tried them?
They've tried, but I haven't tried them. I'm like a, I'm a true supporter of Dyson.
Yes, I'm the same. Everyone blows up my DMs and they're like, I know you talk about the Dyson Airwrap all the time.
Yeah.
I love it too. And they're like, what about this one from Amazon or whatever? Yeah. I'm like, guys, it's like,
don't even try it.
It looks the same, but it's totally
different. Have you tried
it? I haven't tried any of the knockoffs, but somebody just asked me about the shark one the other day.
Because I've seen that on TikTok.
Yes.
Every single day lately. And I'm like, what is this? And why does it look like a Dyson?
It makes for a good TikTok because everybody watches it, right? And you want
to
know.
We will not stop until we go to the Dyson like HQ and go in the factory and see how all this is made and like take home a vacuum.
We need to get you there.
What do you use to set your hair? Anything or it just stays like that?
I usually don't use anything to set my hair.
There's no hairspray involved.
No hairspray involved. I will say though, I do like the, how do you pronounce it? Orbe.
Yeah.
They're texturing spray.
Yeah.
My mom always used that when I was younger and I would always steal it. So I highly recommend that.
It smells
so good.
I use that one as well. Look, we're twinning on our hair products.
Do you know when you might be able to reveal a little bit more about the potential shampoo and conditioner situation?
I don't know.
Lips
are sealed, maybe.
Got it.
Okay.
Maybe next year.
We want to talk about your mom for a second. I heard, I don't know if this is true, does she have fuchsia hair?
She has pink hair, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's had pink hair like for so many years that I'm like, what did you look like when you didn't have pink hair? I can't even remember.
That's epic.
She's so cool.
What is it? Is she like a rock star? What's the story there?
I mean, she could be a rock star. She's amazing. No, but she's always had, so she's growing up, like she was super blonde. And then obviously, you know, when we start aging, like it doesn't go as blonde and gorgeous anymore, I guess. So she started doing like strawberry blonde, like copper. And then a few years back, like I think maybe it was like 10 years now, she's had pink hair.
Oh my gosh.
And she loves it. It's annoying though, because as soon as she like showers it, like color goes out. So she has to like maintain it at home a lot.
Yeah.
But she gets it colored really pink because then it gets washed out and then it's more like pastel pink. She's had all different tones of pink.
Is she really into fashion? Is she like an inspiration for you?
Yeah, she's always been my inspiration.
Yeah. Do you ever shop her closet?
I don't.
Her dad's closet?
I can't shop. My dad is tiny. Me trying his blazer, it's like a fitted blazer on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't go in
his
closet.
Not big enough. Go bigger.
He's tiny. His legs are like little chicken legs.
Oh, okay.
So, no. But my mom, like, I remember when I was younger, I would like go through her closet. She had like the best denim, like kitten heels. And she donated every single item.
Oh,
and
I'm
so upset. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to start your own line.
I know.
I'm curious. What do your parents think of everything that's going on with you? Like that they have there's a fashion brand out there that's their last
name. Got their name on it.
Yeah.
Like, they're so proud. Like my mom, all she wears is Turf Avenue. My dad, like every single article, he just posts this on like LinkedIn. Like such a proud dad. I honestly have the sweetest,
like
most supportive parents.
I need to
follow
your mom.
You do.
She's got great style.
She's, how she wears the Jerf Avenue.
No, she's like a small influencer. I think she has like over 20,000 followers. Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
Collaborations
and sister
stuff.
Too.
Yeah, my sister's amazing as well. So she's a surfer. She actually won like the Swedish mastership, whatever you call it, in surfing. Wow. She's so cool. And then I have a brother, but he's more anonymous.
He's low key.
He's low key.
I also want to know, I know you just had a big profile written about you in the New York Times, which is a big deal. Any feedback you've gotten from that or any surprising reactions to it or anything?
Actually, no surprising reactions to it. I think it's really important to show myself as a young entrepreneur and as a woman as well.
Yeah.
I did a panel yesterday for Vogue Business and it was me and then two other men. And when I did that, I realized that like I need to be here because we're not represented enough. There's always so many men. There's so much men everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think it's just nice to be able to, you know, show that as a young woman, you can also achieve really great things.
Yeah. Were your parents shocked that you made a career out of what started as a hobby? Like, was there a day that you brought home a paycheck and they were just like, what? Like, tell us that.
I mean, when I started, so before I like officially started working with Instagram, I worked at a juice bar and I remember asking my mom and dad, like, should I continue working here or should I try like doing this influencer thing? And surprisingly enough, my mom was like, no, Matilda, you should continue working at the juice bar. So she's very like scared of things. Right. I think she has like a, you know, she sees all aspects of it, I guess. Yeah. My dad was like, no, Matilda, go for it, you know, do it. But ever since then, they've just been really supportive, like I said. Yeah. And I think that they're like, what is going on? Like, this is crazy. But at the same time, I think they kind of know that it's like that it is me because I've always been really like,
yeah,
headstrong. And I've always been really, you know, like I've always known what I wanted. Like my mom always said, like when I was a baby, you know, you could always fool babies and like pretend you're listening to them. But with me, like I was like, mom, you're not listening. Sharpen your ears. So.
Yeah. What was the moment that they realized that you made it, that this is a big deal?
Well, I think one of the first moments, I did a photo shoot with a Spanish brand and like a photo ended up in Mallorca and was there and it was like a really big photo on the side of the street. And I think for her, that was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I don't know. I think it's honestly, I think it's the small moments where like people come up to them and they're like, you're Matilda's dad and mom, right?
Right.
You're her parents. That's when they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We are. Yeah. And it's just really crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting about social media is that with TikTok and Instagram, people probably feel like they know you.
Yeah.
And they write about you and your style and everything, whether it's on TikTok, they make a video or it's a journalist or a blogger. What's like one of the more interesting or crazy things you've read about yourself since you've started this journey?
Oh, that's a hard one. You're putting me on the spot. I mean, I think... there hasn't been anything like super crazy, I don't think. I just think like a lot of articles about my hair can get a little crazy because I'm like, it's just hair.
You're right.
Yeah.
But
people are like, I saw one thing where like you just put a clip in your hair and everyone's like screaming, crying, throwing up. Oh my God. POV. Perfect hair. You know, it's just like wild reactions to stuff you're just effortlessly doing every day.
Yeah, it must be. It's weird.
Yeah. It must be a bit really weird.
Yeah.
And did you get recognized on the street in New York yet?
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened?
What do people do? What are they?
I mean, it's different. Some people just come up and say, hi, can I get a photo? And then they run off. And then some people really, you know, like to talk. And I stand and chat with them. I spoke to this one girl and she wanted to start her own business. So I gave her some business advice. And it really, like, it depends. There's a lot going on. But, you know, I love it. I think it's really fun to meet people in real life and, you know, hear their story and kind of see who they are and stuff.
For sure. Yeah. That is really inspiring, like, as a young female entrepreneur. Is there something you've learned along the way? Because you are still like learning and as you go, that's been insightful or helping you grow to the next level?
I think for me, it's been really important to listen to my gut and to really like feel confident and strong in who I am and what I'm doing. Because, you know, obviously sometimes I'm in rooms with just older men and they like to, you know, think that they're right and that their way of doing things is always, you know, the right way. And I think being really sure in myself and what I'm doing has been really vital for like my business and for me becoming who I am as an entrepreneur today.
Don't mansplain Matilda.
No, please
don't.
She knows
what's up. You have this big business. You work, you were saying, I don't know how many hours you work in a day. You're only 25. What do you do for fun? What do you do to cut loose? Does Matilda go to raves?
Like, Matilda does not go to raves. I'm not a rave person. I love dinners. I don't like clubbing. I love going out for dinner, like, you know, getting a few drinks. Like,
yeah,
the pre-party. right. I like. You know what I mean? Like yeah. just hanging out with friends, being able to like talk to each other, but also like good music in the background. Mm-hmm. So I like that. I like a glass of wine yeah. or two. But then I'm a homebody. I love being home. I love yeah. just relaxing with my dog, Rufus.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend, Rasmus. Sorry, Ras. just the dog.
Yeah.
I noticed the other day in one of your photos, you're reading a lot and yeah. you're walking around New York with a paperback. So what are you reading?
Well, and... right now I'm reading It Starts With Us.
Okay.
You know that? You know It Ends With Us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know It Ends With Us?
Yes.
With Colleen Hoover.
Yes, Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she just released It Starts With Us. So that's okay. what I'm reading right now. Okay. But then I usually always travel with, what's it called? The Jay Shetty book? Like oh, the yeah. Life Purpose? I don't know what it's called. I like traveling with that because it's like nice little, like when you need a break, you can just yeah. you know, remind yourself of something.
Okay, like little
but I love matches. Books. I love reading.
Yeah.
I love books.
What else do you do to chill out? Like, are you a sauna girl? Did that originate in Sweden?
Finland.
Oh, okay.
Finland.
See, I always get them confused.
But I love like infrared sauna.
Yeah.
It's so expensive though in Sweden that yeah. it's like wild. Yeah, it's really expensive in Sweden.
Huh. To have in your house, it's expensive?
Well, like no, like to go and like
okay.
do the sauna.
Yeah.
Because I live in an apartment. It's not that big, so I wouldn't yeah. have space for a sauna.
Yeah. I once went to one that was like we could go to in our neighborhood. It was actually really cool. It was in the backyard, and they called it a sauna. They said we were pronouncing it wrong. It was actually sauna.
I think
sauna.
Finnish people say sauna.
Oh, okay.
Sauna. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you in part by Nutrafol. So we've been talking to She, who has been blessed with an abundance of hair today. But if you're one of millions of Americans experiencing thinning hair, please know that you're not alone. I myself experienced a crown of broken hairs all along my hairline from postpartum. So I do know what you might be going through, and there is a solution in our midst. Over 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. In fact, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. It's just one of those things that, aside from brushing on root powder, weakened and thinning hair really needs to be addressed from within. And Nutrafol supports that healthy hair growth by targeting the five root causes of thinning. So that's stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, metabolism. They really take on a whole body approach. Plus, Nutrafol has you covered with three unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life. So maybe you're experiencing thinning due to postpartum like I was, or maybe it's menopause. What I appreciate is that each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, and medical-grade ingredients. They use consistently effective dosages that deliver those results that are backed by clinical studies. So in one clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEAUTY. And now back to our guest.
Okay, we're going to do a fun rapid fire top shelf edition with you, finding out all your favorite beauty products. But first, we want to ask you, what is one thing that nobody knows about you?
That's a really hard question. What's one thing nobody knows about me? Well, maybe people know, but people don't like that I say this, but I hate pasta.
Oh my gosh. And
ice cream. Like, my dad's pasta, I can't get behind. But, like, at a restaurant, I would never in my wildest dream order a pasta.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing to order, then, if you have to pick one?
Depends on the restaurant, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I love salmon. Salmon yeah. and mashed yeah. potatoes.
Oh, okay. Such a good comfort food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to get into a little rapid fire. This is the beauty edition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your favorite fragrance?
Oh, this is also an unpopular opinion. I don't wear fragrance.
Okay.
Okay.
Because weird. It's too, what, does it bother you?
I think it bothers me, yeah.
yeah.
I think I get a little sick of the, like, having a scent on me
yeah.
all the time. I think it yeah. gets, like, a bit, oof.
Yeah, I got like that too. I kind of like essential oils, or if I wear fragrance, I go around the ankles. Oh. There's a hack for you so it doesn't get up in your face.
Isn't that like a naughty thing though that you put on your ankles?
Is it? I don't know.
I saw TikTok about it. It was pretty.
Yeah. I feel like that's maybe something you could develop your own. You know, I feel like people would buy whatever you are putting out there. What's your desert island makeup item?
Moisturizer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No makeup.
No. No.
Okay.
If I'm on an island, I'm probably going to get a tan.
True. So what's the moisturizer?
I love Rode.
Oh, the Rode Beauty?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which product do you like?
I mean, I love all of them.
Yeah.
I genuinely do. Like, I've tried a lot of different skincare and makeup brands, but I really love it. The glaze is gorgeous. It's amazing. And then the moisturizer is really nice.
Yeah. So. Okay. What about SPF? Do you wear it or not?
I wish that I could confidently say that I wear it every single day. Mm-hmm. I'm really, because I don't get sunburned. So with that, I forget it, which is really bad. But when I do wear it, I like the Super Goop.
Super Goop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a few ones that I like. Yeah.
They have good ones.
What about a brow product that you really like?
Anastasia Beverly Hills Clear Brow Gel.
Clear Brow Gel. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've used it for years. It's my favorite.
Have you ever tried the Brow Freeze?
I have not personally tried it, but I've had a makeup artist try it on me. Yeah. And the feeling of them being so like rigid on my face. Yeah, I did not like it.
You are very aware of each and every hair in your brow if you put it on.
So heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about drugstore product? Is there a find that you would use?
I think it's hard with drugstore products because a lot of them are not cruelty-free.
Mm.
And that's really important to me. So I have not yet found drugstore product.
What's the lippy? What's the gloss? What's the thing?
That's also Rode.
Okay. It's all Rode all the time.
Yeah. but I also like Tower 28. They have like a lip gloss or a lip jelly, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really, really good.
I love their products too.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that's interesting, or when I was reading up on your journey, a lot of people think you're from Australia.
Yeah.
How and why? And
it's weird. When I started Instagram, I was in Bali in Australia. I did a lot of like modeling jobs. Yeah. And I think I wasn't even there for a long time. I think it was like 6 months in total.
Yeah.
And after that, people just assumed I was from Australia.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so funny.
So is there anything, do you use a bronzer or anything to keep that like
golden glow
going?
I love Say Beauty, the gel.
The glowy super gel.
Yeah, glowy super gel. That's the name.
Yes.
I love it. I think there's like two colors, right? Maybe they introduce a third one. Yeah. But if it's the two colors, it's the darker one.
Okay.
And I usually just go like on my cheeks above my nose. Like I don't put it in my entire face.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really nice.
I love their products so much.
2023 mantra for Matilda. What would that be?
Take care of yourself and the people around you. Mm-hmm. Probably. Boring, but important.
It's not boring at all. Yeah. Do you journal?
I do journal. Sometimes I'm in better periods where I journal often. Sometimes I forget. But I think it's a way for me to just, sometimes, you know, it can get overwhelming in my head.
Yeah.
And if I write it down, it's just kind of like, putting it all on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much, Matilda.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's
so fun.
I think it's adorable when you're like, whew.
I'm seeing the emoji with the smoke coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Whew.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.